Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. I'm Sarah, your host for today, and I'm so glad you could join us.
And I'm Armin, your guest for today. Sarah, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about our topic. It's something a lot of people ask about.
Absolutely, Armin. Today, we're diving into the key to success, why networking is critical when starting a business in Dubai. Whether you're just tossing around ideas or ready to take the plunge, there's something here for everyone.
Right? Starting a business is always an adventure, and Dubai has such a dynamic scene. But here's the thing. A great idea isn't always enough. You need connections.
That's so true. Let's kick things off. What makes Dubai such a unique place for entrepreneurs?
Well, Dubai isn't just skyscrapers and luxury shopping. It's a true hub for innovation and global business. With its strategic location between East and West, you can reach so many markets.
And there's such a buzz in the air. There are people from all over the world bringing different ideas together. It's kind of like a business melting pot.
Exactly. But with all those opportunities, you really need to have a strong network to tap into resources, find partners, and even just get good advice.
I totally agree. Networking isn't just about handing out business cards at an event. It's about genuine connections, meeting mentors, future clients, even friends who share your vision.
Right. I always say your network is your net worth here. A single conversation could totally change the trajectory of your business.
Oh, I love that. And for anyone new to Dubai, where do you even start building a network?
That's a great question. There are loads of business councils, industry meetups, and networking breakfasts happening all the time. Start small. Even one connection can open doors.
And don't forget online platforms. LinkedIn is huge here, and there are plenty of WhatsApp and Telegram groups buzzing with opportunities.
Yes, and once you start showing up consistently, people remember you. Suddenly, you're part of the community.
And you know, it's not all about what can I get. It's also how can I help? That's how you build long-term, authentic relationships.
Absolutely. The more you give, the more you get back, often from unexpected places.
Let's switch gears a little. For those ready to jump in, what are some practical steps to actually get started with a business in Dubai?
Love that question. First things first, do your homework. Research the key sectors with opportunities like tech, tourism, logistics, healthcare, or sustainability. Dubai's always looking for innovative solutions.
And then there's the regulatory side. What should new entrepreneurs know?
Dubai's made it pretty straightforward, actually. Decide whether you want to set up on the mainland or in a free zone. Each has its own rules, but both offer unique advantages. Free zones are popular because you get full ownership and a quick setup. Mainland is great for wider operational freedom.
What about the steps for getting your company off the ground?
Here's a quick roadmap. First, choose your business activity and legal structure. Next, select a trade name and get initial approval. Depending on your activity, you might need extra approvals from specific authorities. Once that's done, lease an office or flexi desk, gather your documents, and apply for your license. Don't forget to open a business bank account.
That sounds pretty doable. But let's be real. What are the common challenges new founders face in Dubai?
It's not always smooth sailing. Language barriers, cultural differences, and understanding local regulations can trip people up. Banking can also be tricky without the right paperwork.
So what can new entrepreneurs do to overcome those hurdles?
My advice, tap into your network for local expertise. Find a mentor who's done it before, use a good business consultant, and always stay updated on regulatory changes. Most importantly, stay patient and persistent. Every obstacle here is a learning opportunity.
Wow, Armin, this is such valuable advice. Before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners who are dreaming of starting their own business in Dubai?
Absolutely. Dubai is a land of incredible opportunities. The market is ripe for ambitious entrepreneurs, and the government is remarkably supportive of new ventures. But success here isn't just about having a brilliant idea or big dreams. Strategic planning, understanding the local market, and above all, leveraging your network are what truly pave the way to success.
And remember, the legal and regulatory environment might seem daunting, but there's a robust support system in place. From business setup agencies to government portals, help is never too far away. Just make sure you do your due diligence, pick the right jurisdiction for your business, budget for licensing and registration, and be crystal clear about compliance and reporting requirements.
That's right. And don't shy away from challenges. They're inevitable. Whether it's finding the right local partner, understanding the cultural nuances, or navigating banking systems, Every challenge can be overcome with preparation and the right support.
Approach every issue as a learning experience and seek guidance from those who've walked the path before you. So to all our listeners out there, whether you're in Dubai already or dreaming about making the move, believe in your idea, do your research, grow your network, and most importantly, take action. The opportunities are there for those who are willing to chase them.
And on that note, we'd love to hear from you. What's your biggest question about starting a business in Dubai? Or maybe you've already taken the leap. Share your story and tips with us.
Drop your thoughts in the comments or reach out to us on social media. Who knows? Your question might be the topic of our next episode.
Keep building those connections, stay inspired, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, your success story might just be one conversation away. See you soon.